Lord. Thank you, Jesus. We have come this morning with our open wounds, O Lord, pouring our souls before you and waiting upon you to pour the oil and the wine, O Lord, so that our wounds can be healed, O Lord. Heavenly Father, forgive our sins, O Lord. Forgive our trespasses, O Lord. As we stand in your presence, take us, O Lord, and purify us, O Lord, so that everything that we will do will be pleasant to your face, O Lord. Take now control of this service. Bless your children who have come. Bless the obedience of the word from their parts, O Lord. And let really your blessings be poured upon us so that we'll go back glorifying you, thanking you for what you have done for us, O Lord. Heal our diseases. Grant us the deepest desire of our hearts as we commit everything into your hands in the precious name of Jesus. Amen. God bless you. Let's open our Bibles. First Corinthians 11, 27 to 30. Wherefore, whosoever shall eat this bread and drink this cup of the Lord unworthily shall be guilty of the body and the blood of the Lord. But let a man examine himself, and so let him that eat of that bread and drink of that cup. For he that eateth and drinketh unworthily, eateth and drinketh damnation to himself, not discerning the Lord's body. For this cause many are weak and sickly among you, and many sleep. You may be seated. God bless you. So when we read, let the man examine himself, let him eat, for he that eats and he that drinketh, maybe the sisters can say, oh, it's about brothers only, you know. It's only about brothers, you know, we are spared. Amen. It's for all the believers. Amen. It's for all the believers. Just put yourself there, put your name there, and because when you read the scripture, don't apply it to someone else. When I read it, apply it to myself, you know. So everything that is being said here is not intended to pinpoint someone or to put someone in the light spot. But it's just about, you know, trying to examine our spiritual walk, how we consider the things of the Lord and how we are serving the Lord and be better Christians. That's the aim, that's the objective, okay? So if it hurts a little bit, just bear with us and the Lord will do the healing. That's why we sang, he poured in the oil and the wine. Amen. So that he is the one who can heal. He is the one who can help us. We greet you in the precious name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Thank you for attending. Thank you for coming. And those who have come from far, God richly bless you. Those who are following virtually on Zoom, on YouTube, God bless you where you are. I've seen quite a good number there. They were connected already. May really God bless you in your homes, in your cars, wherever you are. So this morning we are going to look at another aspect of this, but just about discerning the body of the Lord, which is not only the wine and the bread, but in many different aspects of the things we do in serving the Lord. God really wants to see us having the correct discernment of what we are doing. Because if we don't, that making us guilty of not discerning the body of the Lord. It making us guilty of eating, partaking of the bread unworthily. And we know as we are assembled this morning, We are eating of the bread. Amen. We are partaking of the bread. We are fellowshipping with one another. So we are already in the process of eating of that bread. But are you eating it worthily? Have you examined yourself and see if exactly you are worthy? Have you got the correct discernment of what you have done? So we really thank the Lord for the consideration we have for the word of the Lord. You know, this morning we can really see that the word is acting in his people. We are very responsive to the correction of the word. Amen. So God richly bless us. So last week we stopped at where we started talking about our attitude towards correction. Sometimes when you get corrected, you know, a deacon, a pastor, a brother, even a sister comes to correct you, because correction is part of the word of God. Amen. Matthew 18 says, if you see your brother, you believe that there's something wrong, go and find him, speak to him. But what is your attitude? What is your attitude when you are approached? You know, there's sometimes this kind of attitude in church, and you are told something by a deacon, or what is your reaction? Your reaction to some actions, your reaction to correction. It may just be something that make you, you know, guilty of the body of the Lord. So we need to be very careful the way we react. A deacon corrects you, or sometimes you didn't dress well, sometimes you didn't act correctly, you went out of order. Take the correction with love. Because anything they want to do is just helping you, helping the rest of the body. So we stopped there. But now we are going to talk about our attitude, sometimes our poor reactions. You know, we are human beings, you know. When we come to church, or even not to church, any kind of situation in life, we are sometimes under certain influences, under some pressure, you know, life's pressure. You didn't pay your rent, the children are doing this at school, and this. So in that attitude, anything can happen, something can happen, but always watch your reactions. Especially when it's about a child of God. When you are dealing with a Christian. And most importantly, with a servant of God. Just be very careful the way you react. Because if you don't react correctly, you know, you may have all these kind of attenuating circumstances. But God doesn't see it that way. God sees it as an offense to the body of the Lord. And it may be very, you know, it may bring very bad consequences to you. So just be very, very careful. Men of God make mistakes. You know, we don't mean they are irreproachable. Men of God make mistakes. But there are channels that God has provided for you to approach men of God's mistakes. Amen. Amen. You know, the children of Noah, there was one who saw a prophet of God making something silly, but he didn't approach it with the correct attitude. Another one saw that the prophet did something wrong. He said, this is a man of God. Let me cover it. Let me approach it correctly. Because if you don't approach it correctly, you may be right, but God doesn't see it that way. I'm just going to read something that happened. You know it. We always talk about it. You know the story. It was about Brother Branham and his wife. Brother Branham was always gone, you know, missionary trips and busy with dealing with people's issue and so forth. So Sister Mida had all the right, you know, to react the way she reacted. Because there was a pressure of raising the children alone. There was that pressure of, you know, being the interface between the public and the man of God. Sometimes being misunderstood. Sometimes things were not working correctly in the home with the children. So that day, the prophet, after a very long time spent in the missionary trips, he came home, and the little boy just did something silly. And when the mother wanted to correct him, he ran away and went to seek refuge into dad's hands, into dad's arms. And the mother came and said, no, you need to correct this child. Do something. And listen. So she said to me, Billy, give him a whipping, a good whipping. And the boy put his arm around me and said, Dad, I'm sorry. He knew my soft point. And so, I said, honey, let's forget it. You know. And for the wife, but all at once, being in that nervous time of life, she slammed the door right in my face. And she said, then you should take care of him a while. Amen. We are just reading it. But I know sisters, when they are in this condition, how they say it. Amen. When they are nervous, you know, especially when they are right. And the way they will say it. I can just imagine the way Sister Mida said it to Brother Branham. You know, because in everything you say, there's a body language. Amen. You can say, okay. I find it many times with my children. When you say, you just see them cry, what? Who said this to me? I say, what did you say? No, I say, just she's a girl. But did you say it the way you are saying it to me? Amen. If you just said, you are a girl, I don't see how she would react the way she reacted. But there's a tone of language. There's a body, there's a facial expression. All that convey the message. Amen. So there's some attitude. Even you say, oh no, I just said, you are wrong. But how did you say it? So the sister just slammed the door and said, then you should take care of him a while. And slammed the door and went in. I went out and I said, I'll wash the dust off of my windshield of my car. And I started out to wash that windshield. And as I did, a voice said, turn and tell her to read 2 Chronicles 22. You know what it is. It's when Miriam made fun of Moses about marrying an Ethiopian girl. And God said, it was better that your father spit in your face than to do that. And I went in. And she had went into the room and shut the door and was sewing on the sewing machine. And I knocked on the door and I said, sweetheart, now you know as much as I love you, I never thought nothing about that. She said, well, Bill, I was so nervous. I said, I know, but he didn't like that. Mm-hmm. Amen. That didn't please him. Within a few days, she took a pain in the left side. We had to go home, and it kept getting worse. I prayed for her, kept getting worse. I took her over to my doctor friend in Louisville, Dr. Sean, specialist. He examined her and said, Brother Branham, she's got a cyst on the left ovary, about the size of a walnut. Amen. You see, just a poor reaction. The sister was right. There was everything. That's why sometimes you need to manage your rights. When you are right in a situation, know how to manage it. Amen. Because when you think that you are right and you overreact, you may be, even in a court of law, you may be now standing there as defendants, the two of you. But if you know how to manage your right position, it will give you, it will justify you all the time. She didn't react correctly, though there was everything that would say, no, 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 she was right to react that way, but God didn't like it. Amen. Amen. So let's just watch our reactions, the way we know we react in different situations, especially when dealing with men of God. It may be your child. It may be your husband. It may be your uncle. It may be your dad. But I said it, men do make mistakes. But God knows. God has provided channels through which you can address mistakes of men of God. Amen. Now, poor language. We are just looking at these things because we just want, the point we want to make here is to, you know, to make the people of God understand that discerning the body of the Lord is not only communion, eating the bread and drinking the wine. But in many circumstances of life, we are guilty of not discerning the body of the Lord. But the things we do, you will see the consequences Paul is talking about in 1 Corinthians. Many are sick. Sister Mida got sick. She didn't eat a bread, but she didn't discern her reaction towards a man of God. And she got sick. That scripture applies in many circumstances, showing you that discerning the body of the Lord is not only when we eat communion. The body of the Lord is his people. Watch your language. I just thought of something on communion. There was a certain person the other day went to a church and had to have a cab to come and get him and take him down to church. He's a real poor man. And he went down and took communion. And his neighbor, a kind of a fellow that doesn't know God. And he asked his neighbor, said, "Where did you go this morning in that cab?" He said, "The church is taking communion." "So I went down to take communion." He said, "What is communion?" That man was asking him. He told him that what it was, the bread and wine of the Lord. Amen. The other man said, "I had some too. I had a pan full of biscuits and a quart of whiskey. And on his table, right immediately, fell into a heart attack." Amen. Be respectful to the things of God. Even if you don't agree, tell even your unbelieving family members to be respectful when it comes to the things of God. This man didn't eat communion. But, you know, lack of respect, his approach, his lack of consideration to the sacred things of God, he fell into a heart attack. They are looking for him to go at any minute. Don't be irreligious. Don't be irreverent. Respect the word of the Lord. Amen. Just watch. Even if you don't agree with something that is said here, it may just be that it's not your time to understand it yet. Be reverent. Just be reverent. Leave it the way it is. Don't go there, start gossiping. Amen. This man got a heart attack. There's another one. I know of three boys one time that mocked communion in the church. Know of them, and they went up in the hotel room and got some ham sandwiches and a bottle of whiskey and had their communion up there, making fun of the communion they had in the Pentecostal church. Less than 3 months from then, all three, one of them was dead, and two were in the insane institution. Amen. You youngsters, be very careful. That's why we stop you from running up and down here. You may say, oh, these deacons are too harsh. You know, what's wrong? What is wrong running? That's why this place has been consecrated for the service of the Lord. You know, vain talks. This is not the place of talking about the latest edition of Nintendo, I don't know, XD or whatever. You want to discuss that? There's place there. Go. This place, just be reverent. What you are doing, it's very important that you don't play with the things of God. When you are in there, your mind, your focus, put it on the Lord. They were just young boys. They were young boys. One was dead. Another one, two other ones have gone mad, crazy. Be reverent. Be respectful. No, I've never eaten communion, you know, but we are communing. We are fellowshipping around the bread and the wine of the Lord. So be very reverent. He said, you can't disrespect God. You've got to respect him. If you don't believe it, just keep still. Keep away from it. Or either do that or come reverently and respect it. Don't make fun of people in the spirit. Amen. Amen. Don't talk about people that's worshiping in the spirit of God. Let them alone. Amen. Amen. Sometimes we don't express it openly. You are there. You know. When the brother is praying, you say, why is it taking too long? God sees you. Amen. 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 God sees you and that irreverence. Just be careful. You'll start wondering, why is this not working? You got a cause just because of your attitude. Amen. Amen. When the preacher is there preaching and why? You should let us go. Why? All this murmuring. Amen. God doesn't like murmuring. Amen. Have you read the Exodus of the children of Israel? Amen. Just because of murmuring, many fell dead. Amen. 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 Many fell dead just because they were something that God was in. If that man stood there and is taking the time he's taking, don't just take it as granted. God is behind. You pray, God speak to us when we are going. And even when we let you go, you'll stand there for 2 hours, especially in summer. You are there. Why is it taking too long? When we open here, let's go home. We'll be here 2-3 hours talking about things of this world. You were rushing to go home, but why don't you go? Amen. Amen. So it's so pitiful sometimes to see. If you don't understand something, leave it alone. Let God look after his people himself. The last one. I was standing right there. We still have time. Maybe, yeah. I was standing right there on the corner preaching some years ago as a boy preacher. And there was a woman came by. She was Catholic by faith. And I knew her. Her husband was Catholic. She was nothing, yeah. And a very pretty woman. Nice looking, about 20 years old. Okay. I knew her as a girl, and she came by and stood there, and she said, listen to what she said. I wouldn't let my pet cow have the religion that William Branham's got. I just wonder, sometimes, why speak? Sometimes, why speak? Just leave him alone. You see someone preaching, just, if you don't say anything, what would that change? Instead of attracting some curse on you for no reason. She saw him preaching. Instead of going her way, said, I won't even let my pet cow have this kind of religion. And the next night, before I could get to her, she was dying in the hospital. And don't know yet what killed her. She was dying out there in the hospital, and the husband came to get me. And he said, come quickly and say a prayer for my wife. She's been calling for you all evening. She's dying. I said, I will go. And I got in the car and left the meeting and started to the hospital. And I ran up on the steps and met the nurse, and she said, she is already dead. Amen. And I went down. She had that reddish black. I believe they call it auburn hair. That nurse said, Billy, she died in such an agony until she screamed out your name as loud as she could and said, tell him to forgive me. Till the freckles stood out of her face like walls. You see, God didn't even let her die peacefully. She went through a torture before she died. Why? Because she disrespected the man of God. She disrespected the gospel of the Lord. And those big eyes had set way out and had eyelids had clogged over them. Not because she disrespected me, but she disrespected the gospel that I was preaching. And God was working signs and wonders. Amen. Yeah, I'm going to read the last one. So I said the last one. Now it's the real last one. He said, sometimes ago in New Albany, while I was standing there talking to a sinner, leading him to Christ, a big old rough-handed man in a garage, a man was a friend of mine. His son-in-law ran a garage next door. I was standing there preaching at a dinner hour, eating a sandwich and talking to him about God. Through the daytime, I'd find somewhere where I could go eat a dinner and try to win a soul to Christ. And that man said, Mr. Branham, I was just a boy preacher myself, he said. My mother had that kind of religion, that heartfelt religion, and the tears ran down his cheeks. I said, how long has she been gone? He said, years, she's always prayed for me. I said, the gods that heard her prayers is trying to answer them right now for her. He was trying to convince to win that soul to Christ. And this other man walked in there. He said, hello. He was drunk. And said, hey, Billy, listen. Anytime you want to come over to my garage, you come, but don't bring that old holy roller religion of yours over here. I turned and looked at him. I said, anywhere Christ is not welcome, I will not be. And so he turned around and said, oh, get next to yourself, boy. And I just heard in my heart a voice say, you reap what you sow. It would be better for you that a millstone was hanged at your neck and drowned in the depth of the sea. And his own son-in-law, that very same afternoon, ran over him with a two-ton Chevrolet, struck loaded down, and mashed him down in the ground. Amen. Let's just be reverent when it comes to the things of God. When you see something spiritual going on and you don't understand, leave it alone. One day you will understand. Let's be reverent. Let's respect the people of God. Even the janitor that's doing his job here. Be respectful. Don't just go and say, ah, that sister is just cleaning the church. Let me walk anyhow. No, she has done a lot of work. That work she's doing, if she was doing it for McDonald's, she'd be paid money. Yes, sir. Amen. Be respectful. Sister, can I pass there? Yes, you can. Just be respectful. It doesn't cost anything to ask. Don't offend them. God bless you. Let's pray. Lord, we thank you for being with us this morning. We have spoken the word, O Lord. Let it bear fruit now in our lives. Let it speak more to us, O Lord, because you have spoken through human lips, but the Spirit can amplify this in our hearts, O Lord. Bless now, and we commit the rest of the service into your hands. In Jesus' name, amen. God bless you.